This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1124, newsworthy English vocabulary terms to stay informed.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener who works in the media and who's wondering how to talk about her work in English. We take a stab at this hot topic of the media today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's happening in New York?
Hey, Lindsay, weather is getting better and better, so everything is good. And yeah, I'm getting excited for the weekend, gonna relax a little bit with the family. How about you?
Yeah, I'm excited for spring to come because I love spring in Boston. It's a magical time.
And, you know, I've been so cooped up like inside and, you know, just always, I feel like I always have the news on in the background. Do you watch the news a lot?
I watch it more than I should.
Me too.
Yeah, especially nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, but it's so depressing.
It is. And that's what we're talking about today, right? Is kind of the news. And this is a good one because we're probably quoting what we're hearing on TV. And we have a question from a listener coming in today, right, Michelle?
Yeah, and this is really cool because this listener is in the broadcasting field, so that's really cool.
I wonder if she's famous. She could be famous.
Me too. I was like, ooh, when I saw this. Very cool. Lindsay, awesome. Do you want to read the question for us?
Yes. So, hi, Lindsay. I'm a TV hostess in China. I'm wondering what on earth is the right way to introduce my job. Can I also say I'm a TV host? Because I just saw the introductory title of a TV host in a documentary on BBC Earth that was host. So, can host also describe a woman? Additionally, anchor, compare, can also describe the same thing, or reporter or correspondent. What are the differences between all of these? How can I use them? Thank you very much for helping me. Waiting for your response. Okay. And well, maybe we won't tell her, then we won't reveal the name just for,
anonymity,
just in case. We'll keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just assume it's someone very famous.
The most famous. Yeah. That's so cool. Thank you for writing to us. So yeah, I mean, that's so exciting that you're in broadcasting in China. And I like this question a lot. This question doesn't only, it's not only for people in broadcasting because, you know, this is kind of about like, can we call a waiter or a waitress or vice versa, right?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Male, female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, for starters, I think anyone who works in journalism, I mean, it sounds like this is, you know, I don't know if it's the news specifically, but it sounds like that to me.
Yeah.
Falls under the umbrella of the media, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, or maybe the press. Would you say that TV falls under the press or just newspapers and print?
I think TV.
Like if they have TV like a press too. Pass, you know what I mean?
I think TV, yeah. Okay. I think so, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think the media, though, is good. The media. I like that.
Yeah. Like that could be radio, print, digital, TV, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, today the media is a little bit controversial in the U.S., right?
Oh, God, such a mess right now.
It's very divided. And I mean, I think what happens is people tend to watch the news that corresponds with their political views. So like you kind of like watch what you want to hear, mm-hmm. which I don't think that's a good thing. Sometimes it's needed, like to feel like, okay, this is how I feel. I'm validated, right?
Yeah, I feel like unfortunately in the last 2 years, our country has moved to become very partisan. The media has become very partisan and kind of like a tribalistic mentality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this is my tribe. Yeah. Very old fashioned lizard brain is kicking in here. We've talked about the lizard brain before. Fight or flight mode, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so if you do watch the news in the US, like, you know, what should you do?
Well, you should try to avoid cable news. Yeah. News. Things like CNN can be so, that would be considered cable, right? CNN?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be news so network, intense and so like just hard on your mind to watch all the time. You know, it's always breaking news.
That's so true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to watch the cable news, but like, I think you gotta also just watch some, it's more neutral, like the regular news, like the local news, or, you know, they have national news like with Lester Holt on NBC and things like right. that. I think that's mostly like what happened, and there's not so much additional commentary. It's kind of like this is the day-to-day news, right? So I think it's important to watch that to keep up to date and to just kind of get, okay, what is the news, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's also important to try to watch the other side. Like, if you know there's a certain, I mean, it's hard to do. Like, but if you know, like, for example, in the US, if you are liberal, you may watch MSNBC.
Right.
And then what would be really challenging to watch would be like Fox News.
Yeah.
Would be the more conservative channel. But sometimes I'll flip over there just to see what they're saying about the same topic. And it's quite enlightening, quite interesting.
I do that all the time because, I mean, I think it is a good idea to watch some cable news to get, you know, additional viewpoints, or like, it's like more expanded, right? Commentary. So if you want, you know, they have panels and it might make you think harder about your opinions. I mean,
it does. Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree with you. I flip to the other side a lot because I do think that it's important to see like what's going on. If we only look at what's going on and what we feel is right, then, you know, we're not really like expanding or learning or trying to, get what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's good, but I also have a few reservations about that, about flipping over, because the question is, what is our mindset when we're doing that? Because I feel like usually when I flip over to Fox News and I just want to see what's happening, I get enraged. And it solidifies my perspective that disagrees with what they're saying on Fox News, right? So I think a better approach would actually be getting away from the news and going, like, traveling across the US and sitting down with people in places like the Rust Belt where Trump got elected. Right. Yeah. That would actually be a more that's what our country needs, is more like dialogue, like cross-party dialogue right
for
now.
Sure.
It's
for
not so sure. much the news. Yeah. So but complex issue. Yeah.
If you can't travel across the country, though, I think like at least when you turn the channel. Yeah. It might make you more enraged. But I don't know. I think of the phrase, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. that's how I think of it. It's like, it's a better idea to know, like, okay, what's going on with the other side, like, even if you don't agree, like, just to know, like, what's going on, like, what's like, what are they saying,
what is the story that they're telling themselves, and what is the story I'm telling myself, right? Like, it's never 100% reality, right? Because we all have our own view on reality. It's our glasses that we see through the world through our own glasses. So what is the story?
Exactly.
Right?
Because there's always like a spin on things, and how is one side talking about it, and how is the other side? So, but if you just want regular news, don't watch the cable channels.
Absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's jump into that vocab, Michelle. What do you think for our famous news anchor here?
So, well, for TV host or hostess, I mean, I think you can say either. I think mostly you would say host. I mean, I think hostess, I mean, you say it, but I mean, but basically you can say only host for a man, but you can probably say either for a woman. What do you think, Lindsay? But I think host is used mostly.
I would say within the news anchoring space in English, I would go with host no matter what the gender is. Because I'm thinking of all those shows like Erin Burnett, Outfront, the host Erin Burnett, right? Like all those different shows that are made up of these special show hosts. They're all hosts. That's all they are. They're not hostesses. Yeah, I would say that.
And it's funny. Yeah, on these shows, like one other thing about the cable channels is they do try and have sometimes people like giving commentaries from both sides. So you might get a little bit of that as well. So
they do.
To give a little bit of credit for sure.
They do. That's true. They make an effort. They make an effort. Yeah.
So, and same, you know, but for a host or a hostess, like of a party, you might say hostess if you, but
yes,
but I think host is most frequently used regardless of the gender. You know, and this could be for any kind of a show. It could be for a talk show, a news broadcast, a game show, right?
Yeah. I mean, even Allers English, like we're the hosts of Allers English. We're not the hostesses, right?
Right. Makes sense. Yeah. I wouldn't say we're the hostesses. Yeah.
No. The one time I would think would be like at a restaurant. The hostess could be a woman. Right.
Right. That's true. That's true. So host can be used in lots of different ways. But anchor is a specific term for the host of a news program, I think. I wouldn't call like Ellen DeGeneres. She's the host of a show, but she's not the anchor of the show.
Exactly. Love that. Yeah. That's
I think of it like being like an anchor behind a desk. Right. Mm-hmm. So someone can be both a host and an anchor. But I think of an anchor as being mostly about the news.
Yeah, is an anchor kind of like the core person, like Brian Williams,
like the home base, on right?
Like Brian Williams on Nightly News, right?
Or would
he be the
Holt.
Anchor, Lester Holt, the one that hosts the entire show? He could still be a host, like you said, but he's kind of the anchor. He's taking all the stories in and reporting them out. He's the main guy.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's an anchor. What about a reporter?
Well, a reporter is someone who works on specific stories. So they're going out and getting the information, and then they're actually standing in front of the camera and reporting, or sometimes their teammates are going out and getting it. It's on one specific story.
Yeah. So they may do just like one story in a program. And this one also, I mean, I would call somebody who works in print, you know, or writes stories in a newspaper, I would call them a reporter as well. Whereas anchor is only for television.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes you'll have like on these shows, the reporter will call in and be interviewed by the anchor about a story they just wrote in the press, right? Yeah. In the New York Times. So all those terms come into play there. Yeah.
Right. And then last one is correspondent. So this one is a little bit more confusing. So there's an article we can link to on the New York Times. This is What's the Difference Between a Reporter and a Correspondent by Mark Lacey on June 14th, 2017. Yeah. What I gathered from that is that a correspondent like covers a more particular area. So like there's like a White House correspondent, a foreign correspondent, national correspondent. And also it might be like, I think the article mentioned something about being like further from, like they might not be close to the TV studio, right? So like you can have like an international correspondent. But I you'd have to read the article a little bit more closely to really get the difference.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have to go over there and check out that article, a little reading assignment for our listeners here. That's a good question, actually. Yeah, I wasn't totally aware of the differences between the two. I wonder if they have regional correspondents, like you have like an Asia correspondent, someone who's based in Asia and reports for the New York Times, or country-based correspondents, right? Turkey.
Yeah.
Or, interesting.
They definitely do. I always see that, like, you know, the correspondent. Yeah, I believe so. So that's a little bit of what I thought of it, but also a little bit from the article. So go on and head over to the article.
Yeah, like who's that Engel guy? Richard Engel.
Oh, wait, Richard Engel.
Is he a correspondent? Because he's always in the Middle East. He's always broadcasting from Turkey. And he's always broadcasting on things like Iraq and
I don't know. I would say so. There's also like, yeah, like maybe like a war correspondent. I don't know. You know, so this one, guys, we're a little bit, a little bit unsure, a little bit fishy. So you can read that article to get more information. And do you know that other term?
No,
I don't know that term.
To be honest, that is out of our wheelhouse. So no, no answer for that one. I don't know that term. Did you look it up at all, Michelle? Did you?
I tried to look it up. I didn't find it. So unless I unless there's a different spelling, I didn't know that one.
Okay, well, we can tell you it's not something that's used in the mainstream media as much, unless it may be for insiders. You may want to talk to some of your colleagues, right, within the news in the U.S. to get an answer for that. Maybe that's an insider term for people that are professionals in that area, in that profession. Yeah.
Yeah. And guys, you know, we can do follow-ups on this topic about the news, but also about male and female jobs titles. I think that would be an interesting one.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are we going to come away with today?
Well, yeah, we had an interesting conversation today. I mean, I think it's a good idea to watch the news, but it's also a good idea to know what kind of news are you watching and how this may or may not shape what you hear.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think it's always better to sit down with across the table from people, you know, get away from the news if you can and sit down across the table with people that that see things differently and try to find out why, because that's how minds and hearts get changed.
Exactly.
You know, when you think about all the big movements like gay rights, for example, it's because people had neighbors. Right. That were gay. Like that's how the GLBT movement happened. It's like knowing more people came out and they knew. Right. So that was the way it worked.
That's a really good point, Lindsay, like getting to know people. Yeah. And, you know, another thing is that the news will give you a certain language set. It's often more formal. But, you know, if you watch cable news, you may get some more natural English as well because they have more panels and discussions. So that might be a good thing to watch.
Yeah. Really good question from our listener here. Thanks for that question. If you have a follow up, let us know. And Michelle, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, guys. And yeah, just try to keep up on what's going on in the news. People talk about it. You'll have good conversation. So remember
Absolutely. Yeah, very cool. All right, Michelle, have a good day.
All right. You too, Lindsay. Thanks for that question.
Bye.
Our listener. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.